You're now tuned in. Philly's finest. The flyest. Philly. Oh, Dell got the retro Phillies. Well, yeah, that's the 80s. Crack era.
Jack, you heard me?
Crack era.
Softback.
Deleon in the building. Leek Moss in the building. Pretty Flock in the building.
We got the
King Erna in the Julian building.
Monster. We got the big three. We got the big three today, guys.
This the Hustlers edition.
Ooh, look at those lights.
This the Hustlers edition. True Hustlers is in the building.
Man, we're going to get a lot of games good. We don't understand what's happening here.
I'm in a serious situation.
Where you want to be?
No, because he probably could come over here.
Yeah.
All right. What about that right there? Let me see the shot.
Yo, my guy. Are you also going to be in the interview?
Yeah. You want to sit over there?
Where are you gonna be?
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Sit there.
Don't worry about me.
I was just calling to let you know I was good and what I was doing. Okay.
I push the Witcher comb.
You see everybody?
Indeed.
How's looking?
Yeah.
Everybody halfway cut off.
Check again. No, that's good. Ben told me not to worry about him.
Erna, like, let me.
No, real bad. Right. This nigga, like, yo, you so with Flock and Erna, man. We in the building. Chuckers, Butters, 990s.
Philly shit, man.
Classical low sweat.
Philly shit, man.
Suit.
Yeah, man. Classical low shirts.
Classical
shirts.
Low.
Yeah, man. You see what's going on.
They said I dressed like a North Philly nigga, man. And I'm proud of that, man.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Old school, early 2000s. Because they
the
switched.
Kids don't respect these guys, man. They dress like them. Like, they're not going to respect nobody that's walking up 40 years old with the same jeans. The same, like, where you get your respect from? You don't look like a parent.
That like blonde to you?
Alright, cool. You don't look like a parent.
Trying to fit in with the young boys. I'm like, man, you supposed to fit in with what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alright, we ready?
The kids called by your first
yesterday.
Name.
You recording?
We've been recording.
3, 2, oh wait, let me go. Right, 3, 2, one.
Yes, sir.
We in the building. Yes, Deli. Intro Deli.
It's an exciting one. You understand me? You see what's going on? It's a legendary three right here. The big three. You understand? The Philadelphia.
And we ain't talking about Ice Cube League.
What is it looking like? Embiid, Harden, and hey, listen, goddammit, we got King R in the corner. He over there on the left.
I know we carrying this shit.
Got Leek Moss right here in the middle, shooting guard.
Free the man.
Oh, my goodness, and Pretty Flock the legend.
Sneaky.
Oh, my goodness, I knew it was coming, man. He's a legend. Guys, what is doing? What is it looking like? I was getting a lot of game off camera, man. Oh, I appreciate y'all, for sure.
For sure. So how they come to the Muslims? Comfortable now, man. This real comfortable. This for like the big comfy couch. What's up, Ben? What it's looking like? End of the year. How the year been treating you? Oh man, the year, you know, the year had its ups and downs. You know, it's life. Yeah, you know, I've been coasting, man. But you know, I'm here. How you deal with your up and downs? I deal with them in detail.
Well, I deal with my ups the same way I deal with my downs. You'll never know.
They feel the same way?
Yeah, because nobody would never know. Yeah. I mean, not saying like to the people, they wouldn't even know. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? To me, though, I deal with it. You gotta take it. You have to take it the same way. Mm-hmm. You know your ups. You know the ups as you had. You know, you know what I'm saying? So when you get a hit, you get punched in the face.
I can remix that with some stress relievers that you go to. If it's working out, probably pin to the pad, you know?
Yeah, that's about it.
With some stress relievers.
Yeah, that's about it, the studio.
Studio, no gym?
I lock in. It used to be the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't done that in a minute, as you can see.
You don't go to the gym?
No, I'm not really.
No?
You know, like, we try to keep in shape mentally more than physically around these times.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, physically, shit, we done that a million. We done that for a while.
I mean, I would like to get back to it.
I would love it, but it
ain't really nothing like, you know what I mean?
Mind, body, soul.
Looking mm-hmm. good, you're feeling good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Erna, big brother.
Yeah.
What's the biggest misconception of you? What you think?
The biggest misconception of me is that I'm saying to the civilians, stop snitching.
Yeah.
Mm. That's the biggest thing. And lately, a lot of people, if you notice, I had a couple pages that was taken from me. And lately, me explaining that has, you know, have people been kind of like getting an understanding, like, damn, now I know what he's speaking about. He's speaking about something that concerns individuals not being accountable for what they done and putting it on others. You know, individuals that was arrested in crime, involved in crime. So stop, honor your life was just us giving them, letting them know, listen, man, y'all value, y'all worth something. I restored that. Over 32 speakers in the Philadelphia school, not Philadelphia school, but the charter school, Boom, the old Boom, all the Camelots. I done all of them, and the colleges. I done a few of them, but at the end of the day, that was something that I wanted to accomplish. When I was in the can, I used to always say to myself, damn, when I would go home, I want to do something that would impress my grandmother because she passed away. And I said, damn, I know what would impress her, but I got to think about me too. So I knew the kids, both of us would love for me to do that. So I went there, Lindley Charter School. You know, I talked to the pups, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it felt good being able to have that a part of my history and life. You know what I'm saying? Opposed to the negative things I had in my life. So this was like, you know, the best thing that ever happened to us was the internet. And it's a curse too, to a certain extent. But
yeah, for sure.
for the most thing for individuals, just ex-felons coming home, this the best earned form because they can stay out the way. You know what I'm saying? Some individuals don't have that understanding and they use it for another thing. And I'm glad that we all got an understanding today because a lot of us came on social media not knowing what the value of it was.
But I feel like different. I feel like the biggest the same, but the biggest misconception is that the message was negative. Mm-hmm. His message was never negative.
Mm-hmm. You think because he ain't never describe it in detail exactly what he was doing?
Well, no, I just think people just listen to what they want to listen to and catch what they want to catch.
Okay.
Because if somebody's saying, stop recycling crime, how could you mistake that with a civilian? Because if they're a civilian, that means they're not doing crime.
Yeah, for sure.
You have to do crime first to stop recycling
it. Makes sense.
To recycle the crime, you have to have done it, went to jail, came back out, and still doing it. That's the definition that he uses for recycling crime.
What about OBH? What you think the biggest misconception of OBH is?
That we was just animals.
Yeah, for sure.
They just say we just
like, you had no kind of business acumen.
No conscience, man. They just like, these guys, they got a conscience. But no, that just wasn't ever. There's no way that Ab could have built what he built being just an animal. Ab knew exactly what he was doing, man. Talking the way he was talking, he knew exactly what he was doing.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? That's just, that's what got him on. That's what got people to notice him. Him getting on DVDs talking like that.
Was he the example? Because you know what I hate? I hate the fact that like niggas like Gully TV and them dudes come on and be like, oh, why y'all ain't say nothing about Ab snitching on it? Like, nigga, you ain't say nothing either. The whole time they was out here. When everybody was out here, you ain't say nothing either. You ain't put together no video or nothing. You know what I'm saying? You right. Just
my thing with that is, in order for you to be telling on yourself, the stuff that you saying have to be true.
Yeah, for sure.
It has to be true. Well, how could you be telling? I can say whatever I want right now. Mm-hmm. Charleston White said he killed the white person. Mm-hmm. They came out and said he never did that.
Yeah, he raped shit and
he raped white women. He never did that.
I think Charleston
Nobody White said that Charleston White is telling on himself, though.
No, I think he made it comfortable for snitches. Right. I think he made it, everybody that wanted to snitch but ain't want the title, I think he made it comfortable now. Like, all right, I'm going to just go ahead and snitch.
I feel like Charleston White is playing the game. If there's no paperwork of Charleston White telling on nobody, Charleston White is playing. Working, but he's playing the
game. Algorithm game.
Charleston White said is. No, Charleston White is setting himself up for whenever one of these guys, these tough guys,
that's what I'm about to say,
run up to him and try to do him any harm.
Yeah, and then he going to the boys.
Because it's already, they doing stuff on the internet already, so they telling on themselves, right? Mm-hmm. So he's going on the internet saying, man, he's putting it out there that this guy has a problem with me, which is in the form of telling.
Right.
But letting them know, I'm not the aggressor here. You know what I'm saying? So if this guy approached me any kind of way, I'm skinny, I'm small, I'm shooting. Yeah.
Right.
And he's trying to get off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he already made putting it out there.
With Charleston White, at first, that's why we was following each other. I was like, damn, I see what he doing. Right? I see what he doing. And then it started being things that he
He
went too far and started pinpointing how he was going to do things. And then I paid attention to it all the way around, and I got an understanding that he understands the algorithm and he understands the game. And him, they're the ones that's winning on YouTube. You know, look at these kids, the way we want to look at them. Him and Hassan Kambo.
Yes.
Them kittens, they're winning because they're not signing on to a platform to say, let me take over everything that you got going on. It's gotten under Say Cheese. Hassan Kambo, he created what he created, and the people are tuned in more like a Dr. York type of guy. Mm-hmm. And what ends up happening is some people that like to watch, if these guys are going to do this all day, they're with it. You know what I'm saying? So with my whole fraction of it is, like Moss was saying, piggybacking off of that, if I get up here and I say different things that aren't true, when you go look it up and you find out that it isn't true, then that makes who the ass? Because at the end of the day, it's all about you have an understanding of what you're doing, but because so many people is in tune with entertainment, it's like, oh, they want to see us act certain ways. Right now, if I got up and I just said, I'm so-and-so from so-and-so, I know, so-and-so, it's like, whoa, yes.
It's all a circus. The moment you cut your camera on and you sign up to Instagram, you're a part of the circus.
Bottom line.
Man, it's about what role you playing in that circus. Just try not to be the clown. You see what I'm saying?
Be the ringmaster.
Because you'll start laughing at yourself.
I'm saying you're in there. Mm-hmm. You're in there. You're part of that entertainment.
It's addictive, though. How do you stay out of the circus? Like, how do you, like, not fall into it at all?
You see people doing it, but they already established. So people that's trying to get established, they in that circus. You got to jump in that circus.
Oh, I get what you're saying. So you basically saying I'm not doing no TikTok challenges. I'm not doing none of that shit. That's what you basically saying?
If I did, I would do it how I do it. I'm not jeopardizing me for none of that stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I did a TikTok challenge, it'd be how I did the TikTok challenge. Right. It had to be a rap. I don't know.
If I did, he's gonna be wiggling
his hips in that pup.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about it. I wouldn't know too much about
that. But yeah. What the that little Uzi dance?
I understand Lil Uzi doing it, but when I see Adele's doing it, like, I don't have an understanding. But, you know, people be living their life having fun, too. But at the end of the day, like you said, don't become the clown. You can jump right in and get stuck in there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't, man. It's a web. That joint is a vicious spot. That place is like, you know how they talk about the gens and gens everywhere and all that? You
fall in love with them lights, man.
Mm-hmm. And the attention and
fall
the people.
Fall in love with that attention.
How you control your kids with it? You're a great father, man. I've been noticing, like, you really always with your kids, though.
They don't have Instagram.
Really? No. They on some Mark Zuckerberg shit. On his kids don't got that shit either.
They don't have Instagram.
Wait, how old?
Yeah, they not that old.
They not old? No.
9 and 7.
So they create old school fun. Right. They just create their fun, or they got...
They create their fun. You know, my son, he like to play video games.
Yeah.
You know, you give him a video game, he out the way. But they also, you know, my daughter, she, you know, create her own.
Right.
But she's been an honor roll student since she's been in school.
Yeah.
My son, he just got a C. He pissed off about it. One C.
Man.
Missed the honor roll by a C, and he pissed off about it. So, you know, I feel like I'm doing a pretty good job there.
It's frustrating being a parent at all. Because a lot of people paint the picture to make it look gorgeous. Like, because, you know, it's dope being a parent, but we human
beings. I don't really know one
parent.
One parent, not one. The parent that's like really there parenting, that haven't said fuck them kids.
Yeah. I don't know. Real shit. Man, you get that moment. You get that moment for sure. Man, Ernie, you got one in college, or he got out already.
Oh yeah, my son. Actually, he's right now he's an NFL alumni.
He a frat boy, ain't he?
No, yeah, he out of school though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he out. He went to Westchester. Right? He went to Westchester.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
went there with my cousin, man. That's my folks, man. I know him, man. Yeah. The dude.
Solid guy. Yeah,
he do. Yeah.
That's one of my, that's like my, I can't say my best child, you know what I mean? Because that'll catch me some slack. But I'm going to say that's the one that's like me totally and on the opposite level. Because he goes at it like hard and consistent with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I didn't see him go through some things where he never questioned himself. Like right now, like I said, he over there. And he going to the XFL, but he working. Cause to keep staying in that, and at a time, somebody tell you, yo, you ain't that good, and you still show up, and you get greater, I respect him for it, because I told him, damn, you know, you really took a chance, and to keep taking them chances, and to keep having that faith in it, that showed me who you is as a man. So continue on that, and yeah. And he followed the rules too. He listens.
Your son talking about college, most?
No, he ain't talking about college.
He talking about high school?
Not really. He talking about
what he into?
He talking about Fortnite and football.
What you play?
I'm a GTA Call of Duty.
When did like rap come into all of this? Like when did you decide to be like, all right, I'ma just rap? Because it wasn't cool at a certain point in time.
I think it was about time, like, when I got out on him back in the day.
For real?
He was like,
did y'all ever go through that moment of rap wasn't cool, so I'm not doing it? Like, no. Like rap wasn't the shit at this point in time, so I'm not doing it.
When I started rapping, Major Figures was popping.
Yeah, for sure. Or
that's when I started writing raps.
Sure.
So rap was cool to me. By the time people found out I rap, I had a book almost a whole book of raps. Well, I remember, that's why when I went to the studio with Fuck, I burnt him bad.
That's your marketing. Was that like, your marketing plan?
I take my youngest to the studio thinking I'm ready to teach him something. He get right out of it. I knew I was top dog.
Oh, that was your marketing scheme the whole time.
No, I just wasn't out. Really get, yeah, my first rap was hot. I wrote it, I spit it on the karaoke man had by the joint together. That was hot.
You still know it?
No, I don't know.
Damn, nobody knows.
Shy moment, you just came right out.
No, that's the thing. I was shy to rap it in front of people, so I just used to write and keep it to myself. I didn't know if it was hot. I knew that rap was hot. I didn't know if none of the rest of the stuff was hot or not, because I never spit it to nobody. Then I just came out with the book one day and just gave the whole book up.
What about ghostwriting? You ain't never do no ghostwriting?
No, I mean, I write my hooks. Like, even R&B hooks and stuff like that, I write them.
Pretty fly. Where's Sneaky come from, Fly? Somebody said you look sneaky.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, Sneaky just...
Just
an old slogan from just back in the day.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just caught on. So niggas just was saying sneaky, and I just took it to a whole nother level. Put the, you know what I mean? I just elaborated on the sneaky, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
put the emphasis on. I put the cables on. Like,
I'm sneaky, about to go get a cheese stick.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Wait, the down south niggas use Fender. Where your material come from? Music-wise, your material.
Life experience.
You ain't never had no direction for nothing else, just making music. Like, you never thought of, like, I'ma do open mic poetry or some shit and just...
I'm good at poetry. I wrote a couple poems in jail.
I don't know about poetry, man.
But yeah.
I'm poem boy.
I'm a guy that's okay at everything.
Me too.
At least okay at everything. I'm really not bad at nothing.
How you a competitor, though?
That's like the jack of all trades,
master nothing.
I'm not gonna say
because that's hard.
I'm not gonna say that.
Yeah.
But along the way, I picked up a few things.
Yeah, you barber.
While I was mastering
barber
things, because like I mastered rapper. my because I had a real short fuse growing up, real short.
So like anger.
I mastered my anger. I don't even get mad no more when I do nobody with nothing.
That's like self-discipline. Trick. Did you work on it?
Yeah, prison. It's sad because I had to go. I felt like if I didn't go to prison, I would never even think to work on that.
What prison teach you going up in there?
Well, first of all, it teach you that, you know, we still at where we at. Like a slave
joint. Yeah. Like, yeah, hell yeah.
It teach you. We still at where we at in this world.
If you never knew nothing about slavery, here you go. This shit fucking experience. Because all the old shit's still there. The chains, the movement, the names that they use, child, all of this shit like that, the lingo. Mm-hmm. Like, it's still all there. A lot of it come from the military, too. I wonder if that got something to do with slavery.
Yeah.
For real.
Any red flags in business?
What you mean?
I know you handle a lot of business.
Yeah.
Like, any shit go on, you be like, I gotta watch him. Well, anything like that in the business?
First of all, this is rule number one in business. Because a lot of guys that speak, especially in rap, if you come in for some rap business, say you want a feature, you start talking about anything but music, I'm out of here. I don't want to know about your life. I don't know if you can get 100, but I can't get you no drugs or nothing. Mm-hmm. I've got a 16 for you, and that's right. All I got. Like, I don't understand it.
I get what you're saying.
It's from paranoia, just from dealing with cop trouble so much, or...
You don't know me, and I don't know you.
Yeah.
We just meeting up. Why? Who talks about anything like that?
Yeah, in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Cautiousness. What's a man? Right. What's a man?
A man?
Yeah.
The definition of a man.
Yes, sir.
A man is somebody that handles responsibilities. Yeah. Take care of his responsibilities.
Yeah. Right. Just like that. See, the reason I ask, because it's a big war. It's a big war against man versus woman.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So now with so much confusion, I'm trying to make it clear to the youngins growing up after us that, look, this is a man. It's plain and simple. It's really not that difficult to be doing. You know, with the tricks and shit that they putting out here, we gotta be careful about what we doing with the kids. They watching, and they sponges, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they say teach them languages while they young and all that type of shit, because they gonna soak up the game. They don't really gotta be taught. They actually just soak it.
And they only gonna get dumber. Especially being in America with the stuff they feed you and the stuff they give us to drink and all this BS.
Yeah, for sure.
They only gonna get dumber. So while they young, they could catch a lot of stuff, pick up on a lot of stuff real fast. I spit stuff out to my son, like division. He just started to learn division this year.
Yeah, I heard him really. He's sharp as shit.
Spit it out, he spit it back.
He was like, that shit easy.
So you going to leave like 3 commandments for your kids, just 3.
Commandments?
Commandments, like things to go by.
Core and values.
And life
for life, life
with
after
me,
you.
Dealing with me.
Which you not here no more, though. Like, life after you. Like, if you had a journal, you can write down 3 things for your kids.
All right. One would be, watch what you do. Because whatever you do, you're going to get, whatever you put out in life, you get back. So if you put out negative energy, the negative energy going to come back.
That's reaping and sowing.
You're going to reap what you sow. You're going to reap what you sow. That's the first, and that could be broken way down, but to keep it short, that's one thing I would tell them. Another thing I would tell them is to be, see, I'm trying to make it short. I don't want it to be, but I want to say, like, as far as honor, always keep that. Your honor and your integrity, never lose that.
Please, what's honor? Let's talk about, that's a great
Hold on. Last one before we get on the honor.
I'm sorry. I had my Nori moment, man. My drink canceled. I had to interrupt my man, my bad.
And the last one, which would be the first one. This is the last one that I'm going to say, but this would be the first one. The first one is hold tight to the will of Allah. And then finish it, the rest of the three.
Okay. Honor. Hold on, I got a question about the honor before you get in it. Besides ratting, what else can get somebody honor snatched?
Oh, man. This video cannot be flagged. You know, I can, because it's a lot.
Man,
it's a
shoot
lot.
That shit, man. I don't be really worried.
I'm
going to
keep it a stack with you. When it come down to honor, things that you do that's not of honor, things that you do that's the total opposite of doing the correct thing. And that, you know, that pure form of understanding that you're doing it, because a lot of individuals, they don't have an understanding of what they're doing. So they might not know what honor is, so you have to learn it. You know, what we done, we came and restored the honor. The honor was already out here, but it was something else. It started turning into individuals being able to just say, oh, because I shot this girl, or because I raped this person, or because I done this negative thing, that's honor. That's what it was looking like it was going to, because so much negativity started being praised by honor.
People just doing things like,
you know what I'm saying?
Shooting, just to shoot. They really started praising that stuff. That's not honorable. There's nothing honorable about it, about the act of shooting. It's always the why. It's always the why. Now, some things I can honor. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Catch somebody doing something to your mom. I can honor that. You see what I'm saying? That's, because something, that's something I'm going to jail for. You hurt my family, I'm going to jail for it. I don't care. I'm going to jail for it. I don't care. Wherever you at, front of the police district, if they got go, I'm going to jail. You see what I'm saying? So if somebody else was, I can honor that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
We talk.
Stealing from your friends.
Yeah.
That's dishonorable.
That's dishonorable. Yeah. Crossing your friends.
That's dishonorable.
Doing things
talking
that
bad about your friends to a woman. That's dishonorable.
Pillow talking.
That's dishonorable. It ain't just ratting.
There's a lot
of things that fall into the line of dishonor.
Exactly.
Backdooring your friends. Dishonorable. Right. I don't care for what amount of money.
Yeah, the point, because people claiming that backdoor king or I'm a snake. Yeah, they claiming that now.
Like, that's honorable. That. Like, you know what I'm saying? Thorough.
So, like what he was saying, the act, he mentioned it right there. So, honor is the action to loyalty. It's the actual act.
Mm.
It's not what you, I can say it, but what is your actual act? What are
anybody
you doing?
Can say it. Who can't run around and say, I'm honorable, I didn't do this, I do that, I did that, it's honor. Yeah. My thing is, some people don't have the opportunity to be dishonorable, if you get what I'm saying. They haven't been put in that position.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So once people get put in a position to show who they are, when the instincts have to kick in, and they do some dishonorable stuff, it's like, that's really who they are. That's really who they are. Who's to say next time something happened and they're going to do the same thing? They could talk about it. They can, when they got time to think, they could do something different. But when it's instinctual, they can show who you are.
Right. All right. And it's like the wrap up. So I'm going to use me for example, right? Mm. One of my best homies. Let's just say he do some dishonorable stuff. How would I be able to tell him? Or should I just cut him off? How should I go about?
It all depends.
It depends on what actually did he do.
Yeah.
High level of dishonor is
one thing. One thing about me, anybody will tell you, I don't beef with my friends over money. Mm-hmm. Now, It depends on how they did it. Now, if you stole from me, then yeah, I don't want you around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you borrow money and couldn't give it back, because right. you really ain't have it,
mm-hmm.
I ain't tripping.
Right.
I ain't really tripping about that. Right, you're a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. We're going to have a conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'm not about to cut you off about it or nothing like that.
Right, right.
We ain't about to not be friends. We about to fight or none of that over no money. I never done that. Never been that guy.
And your brother got 45 years. He got more time than Big Meech.
Yeah. For a non-violent case, ain't that something?
That's impossible. Now, your kids, his nephews, what do you tell them, like, about when they ask about their home?
I mean, they know them.
Or you just keep it flat out. Well, you know, some people tell them they went away at college, they went away at this and that.
Not in today's society.
Yeah. So you tell your they'll kids find out up.
Faster, you know, on the streets nowadays, yeah. going to their cousin's house.
Yeah.
Going, you know what I'm saying? So it's better. I feel like it's better for me to just tell them what's going on instead of just letting them find out on the street. And it's like, Dad, you lied. It's like, I don't believe enough for you to say no more.
Yeah, for sure. I'm scared of that. I'm scared of death for that. How is he, though?
He good. Yeah. Great spirits. Great spirits, man.
Yeah, working out. Working
out. That's what they talk about, working out.
Yeah, those wounds healed him from his sicknesses that he had back whenever he was not doing well health-wise and all of that.
Yeah, I don't think it was wounds, but he had some health condition. But yeah, that
yeah.
yeah.
That's love, man. Free the man. Free that man.
Free the girl, man.
Free Mulaz, too, man. Yeah, free
Mulaz, bro, man.
Free
Mulaz,
bro, man.
Free Mulaz, man. Free little bro.
Free Mulaz, honor and tech.
One of the most honorable guys I know, man.
Indeed.
He wet, my brother.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Man, I need to know about, like, what go into his head when he start rapping. Like, who he feel? Who he feel like? Because he think he better than Hov.
Ooh, I feel like
So who like give him that burn? Who your guy? Kiss, Mac. Who's that one that give you that push? That's like, oh, I'm going in this booth today. Like I'm going in here.
I ain't gonna lie, these new guys is giving me that push, but they not new guys, but they new guys. This whole Griselda, I throw Benny on, I throw Shooter on, I throw Shooter on, like these guys.
Shooter, New York
talk,
guy.
Yeah, they talk he's so heavy. That's what really give me my push, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, they special put this shit together so crazy. He put it together so nasty. It's like, I got work to do.
What you think your strong point is as far as that, like, when you listen to a nigga, you like, oh, he can't fuck with me on this bounce, I'm gonna get over, or my cadence get ready to kill him, or my delivery get ready to shoot.
I got a lot of things working for me. If my thing is, I can rap with the best of them lyrically. You see what I'm saying? I can keep up lyrically. Then my experience make me capable of talking a lot of stuff that other guys can't talk. In a way that they can't talk it. Because me and a lot of rappers might say the same things, but just not in the same way. I say it in a way where you can tell that, all right, he's experienced.
Yeah, he went through it.
He have experienced these things before. Mm-hmm. So a lot of guys ain't got that. Sure. Plus, I can just rap, and I got substance.
Most comedians bomb. You have a bomb to rap, like, did a show and it wasn't there, or you went in the booth and was like, no, not this one. I'm throwing this shit away.
Yeah, maybe because of the flow pattern, I might have felt like it was too slow, so I switched it. As far as the show, I mean, I did a lot of empty shows. I did some packed shows. I did some empty shows. I didn't bomb, though. Whoever was there liked the show.
Yeah.
You understand?
Do that phase you? When you see not a lot of people here, or you just
I feel like two turn into four turn into eight, you gotta stick with the ground. Anything. If it's two people there that you consistent with, it's gonna be four at the next one, and it's gonna be eight, then it's gonna be 16, just stick with it. Mm-hmm. Give them a show, though. If you perform like it's two people there, then they never coming back. The two people that's there is like, I ain't coming back.
Oh, that's
right. Mm-hmm. You think people's performances is weak. Flow's there, but the performance not. That's important. Yeah, your performance is important. Flock, you got that performance. What's your performance game like, Flock? You be on stage.
Oh, man, you know. You don't know? You act like you don't know.
I gotta get him talking, man. Not being sneaky right now.
Listen, man, I'm waiting. I mean,
come on, goddammit. What's happening with you, man?
I speak when spoken to, man.
Man, I'm talking to you right now, man. What's up with you, man?
What you wanna
know? How long you been talking that talk, bro? Because you really a legend. You've been around for a long time, man. But I really like your business act, man. I really like how you grind, man. You really a grinder. You be everywhere at the right time talking to the right people. Whenever you say you going to do some shit, you usually get it done.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, man. I'm just about to come out of retirement, man. It's time to reach out to all the resources. You know what I mean? Regroup, put some things together and just... You know, just get back to it, man. Like, I'm seeing what's going on, and I'm feeling like, you know, we still here. Like, we still need to be right here. We could just, So, I'm like, man.
What made you stop? You was going into a different part of the music, maybe, like, behind the camera or something like that? Or you was trying to run a label? What was you looking to do?
As far as, well, with the music, I mean, just time, man. Age, catching up with you, going through life. Trials and tribulations, you know what I mean? Situations, just day-to-day life. Like, you going through this with your lady, then with your kids, with your living situation. So you just, it's a different type of thing when you out here living a different type of life. Like, if people just, you know, silver spooning you, you just could just rap all day. It's like, that's great. But when you got responsibilities and things of that nature, it's hard to stay focused and with living life and trying to, you know what I mean, fuck with the music at the same time. So, just life caught up with me.
What make your timing so great that you able to, like, introduce Ab the Cass, introduce them to them, Like, what make you, how you be there at the right time?
I mean, that's just, I can't really explain. That's just life, man. You be put in certain places to do certain things. And it's just, you know, that's just how it was. I mean, you know, what am I? I can't say, you know, Cass being my uncle, best friend, sister, guy, son, like, you know, and then, you know what I'm saying?
My uncle, best friend, sister.
Yeah, my uncle, best friend, sister, guy, son, to Ab living right around the corner. It just happened like that, man, you know, so.
No, I think it is, because sometimes it's hard for people to answer questions about themselves.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
It might be easier for people on the outside looking in.
For sure.
What Flock is, Flock attacks every opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Going through the window.
Where other people might slack on the opportunity.
Picking up.
Flock is going to attack it. I seen Flock do hot dog carts. I seen him do... He's just frying food in front of the joint. I seen him do a car wash. I seen him sell cars. I seen Flock. If it's an opportunity, Flock is going to attack it. He's going to jump in it. Yeah, he's going to jump in it and he's going to attack it.
And he don't have no ego.
No, like, not about making no money.
Yeah, for sure.
That's not important. About making no money.
You're earning.
That's why he always in the right spots, because when somebody give him an opportunity, he's going to be there. And when he go there, he might meet somebody. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he gonna be there, though.
He gonna do something somebody not gonna do.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
What's your favorite place outside of Philly?
AC?
AC?
I love it there.
The dirty one? My favorite.
I love it there. And listen, I got over my fears out there before, too. Like, I used to be fear of the going to the water. Getting real close on it, like up in it when it's moving, like it's in the wintertime. And one day I went out on the rocks and went out there, had a nice little honorable friend with me, you know what I'm saying? We went out that joint, it was cool. Went out that joint and I had a nice time. And I love it because it's just the rooms we was getting, though, we ain't been out in a minute, man. You know, we've been working. But the rooms we was getting, we know these weren't the regular joints, man. We 16th floor and in the arch room.
What, suites with the stove?
We got the stove. Like, this y'all know. Like, when you walk in our suites, we got bellows. We got doorbells with the cameras. like we got fireplaces, rocking chairs in this joint.
Rocking chairs.
You know what I'm saying? We got 3-4 sides. We got a studio in it.
Yeah.
Madoff and them coming through with the Honorable Studio. Moss doing features, you know what I mean? We got a nice little squad out there. You know, like I said, man. AC, I love AC.
What happened?
Yo, bro.
AC, what about you, Moss? Favorite place outside Philly?
Texas.
Oh, man, I like California, man. I like
Cali,
man. Cali is tricky, man. For the first time we went out there, it's just like a
Cali tricky.
No,
Cali
like
big as shit.
Yeah, it's
the highway got like 6 lanes.
I mean,
It could be tricky if you wanted to be tricky, but I ain't doing nothing but vacationing.
Yeah.
So, it ain't really what you mean. I'm chilling.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite dispensary out there? I like the Cookie Jones.
To be honest, if you're not going to go to Jungle Boys or Cookies, I mean, at the time, I ain't been out there in a few years. I think like 3 years. If you ain't going to be out there with messing with them, I really like my weed domestic, man. I don't really be like, I'm not really a dispensary guy.
Right.
But I would go in there because I know that both of them got great strains. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite strain?
There's a lot of strains.
Top John. Like, my shit is gelato. It's something about gelato to me.
But a gelato birthed the runts, and then that birthed the gum is all like in the same family. So, yeah, that's a great family. Yeah, that's a good John. I still smoke that.
The gelato?
The flocker.
Man, I'm old school, man. I don't really have a real true favorite. I just like gas, man. Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, I'm my man.
What you think his strong point, Flox?
And what? Music. His strong point in music? His drive?
Because he got it, bro. Ain't nobody out working. He's a fucking machine.
I mean, he won't put the music out, but he got a lot of music.
Wow.
You got a favorite Cassidy track?
Do I have a favorite Cassidy track?
I've been listening to I'm a Hustler lately.
Basically, like, all his old freestyle shit. I love that shit. I haven't heard it in a while, but, you know what I mean? Like, that was like, my favorite shit.
On freestyling?
The freestyle shit, yeah, back in the day.
I remember he killed the John on, what was it, the Come Up DVD? Aim for the Head? That was my first John I seen the cast.
Mm-hmm.
He killed that shit. I think he was with Game or something. He killed, y'all know what I'm talking about?
I know he's on Aim for
he
the
killed
head.
That John.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Cass was a problem. What about your fave AR verse or AR track?
Oh, man. AR got so many Johns. It's like, where can I start from, man? Welcome to
he
Trap Street.
Walk around with a bird on me like a pirate.
Yeah, it's like...
Shit.
Ab different, man. Ab like the best, man. He like the best that ever did it, man.
I can agree to that.
Man, I ain't even gonna lie. Like, some of the bars he got, them Johns so crazy. Like, them Johns gonna stand forever. Mm-hmm.
At least like a Cassidy times two.
How far you gotta travel to get the price? I was in them jails when they turned into mice.
Hey,
you know what I mean? Fat boy talk heavy.
Talk that shit.
Talk
man.
Fat boy talk heavy, man.
Ain't nobody talking like
hey. I'm the definition of sturdy. I got them worried. They putting up 30 shit. Like it's my jersey. They throwing lines for a response like they was worthy. Talk all they want if they tip. I do them dirty. Never been the type to respond to a nigga vlog. So the law be on my line if a nigga die. Screamed out his beef with me and a nigga high.
Really trying to string us together and Vince ties.
Boy, I fall back, it's all crap.
They dry
snitching all in their chest, they all rats.
Logic tough.
Blog that.
See, his lane's for a reason. Yeah. And my pedal stayed to the floor. You can't get behind me till you speed. Hand on the game, and I'm going to squeeze till it's bleeding. Cover the bag, and then I'm leaving.
That was
what, that's the shooter, Joe?
No, the shooter joint, Gladiator.
No, that's the I Could Make That Money Double. Yeah, that's Bob up there. Three. Yeah, season. Right.
Yeah. No, that's Definition Sturdy. That's the song, the track.
Yeah, that's what that's it the is. Track. Definition Sturdy.
Man, Mars about to sneak something out, man.
Yeah. Get man. The fuck out of here, brother. Get the fuck out of here.
I got like 5 EPs coming up. That's how much I've been working.
Is that the new thing, the EPs to drop?
No, I'm just making it away. Flock like leak. Let's work. Let's do it. All right, come on. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, come on.
Project's coming out.
Let's get it. What's I'm the let's get it guy, man.
You know, one hair story real quick. I remember I was in the can, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, and I don't want y'all to think I'm glorifying the can, but it's a moment. So the youngins, they over there rapping. You know what I'm saying? All the youngins, all I know, they was from the dirty block. A couple of dudes, Taz, Mel, and them from down South Philly, they over there rapping and they bitten. So I come over that joint. They're like, you don't know how to rap? I'm like, who don't know how to rap? They like, no, you don't know how to rap. So I said, come on, man, let me jump in this shit. And I jumped in and I was like, I was shooting with Turn Cool. Cause when you got the block, you gotta earn dues. Many nights I was out there, Dolo, just to see my folk brother in that rock wear, Polo. Just to see what, they went crazy. The youngest said, oh my God, he can rap. There was a couple of them that was like, huh, sound familiar though. Like, no, that's Mars. It was like, oh my gosh, girl, you had us, man. You know what I mean?
I was turning them niggas in the barbershop.
That's good for
blasting that shit on
Mars.
Yeah,
because
the thing about my music is, right, it's hot, but
that nigga said, niggas,
you'll see it, you'll hear freestyle where I put a video up, shit, through 200,000. But they would not listen to an album, boy. You gotta really force that on them. Like,
damn.
Why not? This is where the content is. This is where all the real content. I don't know, man. Well, they listening. They just gonna show that they listening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think they've been showing lately, though. They've been showing they listening.
The numbers tell me that they listening.
They listening.
Is it any kind of pressure between you? Is it always like some versus thing between you and Ed when it comes to rapping? They always put you on together.
When we on the track together. Yeah. When we get on the track together, it's like, Leek, write your best verse. Mm-hmm. Write your best 24.
How long it take you for your best verse?
Write
your best.
Is that done in a day? Your best? You feel like you can get your best in a day?
I heard he write in like 5-10 minutes. I heard he did some crazy down in 5 or 10 minutes. I heard that from someone else.
I played him a whole mixtape of 5-minute raps.
Crazy.
Damn. And you writing it. You ain't going in the booth or you going there freestyling.
I'm writing it.
Is you freestyling, though?
I'm writing it.
Writing it? That's an old school right there.
I'm writing it on the phone.
Oh, why do y'all... So y'all don't think that y'all could get paid from that later on in life?
Wait, if you had a rap book? iCloud right there, though.
Oh, you can keep it like that?
Yeah.
And sell it as like, what's that shit called?
What,
Dame Dash got
it. Oh, NFT.
Yeah.
Or you can just print it out. Like, you can print it out. It's like you wrote it.
Y'all into that Bitcoin NFT shit?
Oh, shit.
That's what the good book was. The book, the actual book.
Did you document that? Did you document that whole process?
Oh, yeah. A little bit.
Why you fall off?
A little bit. We did it. No, I'm saying that process is done, but we did, like, a little document. So, because, you know, we did the movie, what, a short film? We did the, we was recording a little bit, not a real documentary. We might can put one together with the footage we got, though. Who knows?
Yeah, what y'all planning on doing with it, man? Y'all got a bunch of footage. What y'all gonna do? Just throw it up in storage? Y'all gonna show y'all grandkids? Y'all gotta get the money.
Well, my problem was, though, I'm not gonna lie to you. I would always put them jobs in other people's hands. I'm like a delegator. It's like, I would do that. Now, I see that it ain't really.
You
like, you want something done, do it yourself.
Yeah, you gotta rely on people.
Mm-hmm. So now it's like, when I say myself, I don't mean just me. You know what I'm saying? I mean me and the people that's around me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that'll be King Aaron. That'll be pretty cool. That'll be, you know, when I say me, it ain't just never just me.
Right. So next year, what's the plan for next year?
Next year, the plan is to attack. To attack bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Flock said, you know, being a parent,
you know, is you can't serve two masters. Yeah, it's like, what right. do you want to do? Mm-hmm. Because the moment I decided to do that, I'm stepping away from that. You see, I'm not like stepping away, but I'm going to be away.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, while they're young, let me get some time, man. You know what I'm saying? So, because by the time I get put my feet back on the ground, I'm taking off.
You know? Is that what make you, that's when you be like, I want to rap. Now, I don't feel like rapping. I want to rap.
I'm rapping the whole time, though. Oh. When I say put my foot on the gas, I mean, like, now it's time to show them what I've been doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I've been rapping the whole time. I never stopped that. Nothing going to stop me from going to the studio. Yeah.
It's just putting it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's releasing it. Yeah. You ever wrote some shit that you like, I can't let them hear this. This shit too crazy. Like, not as far as it being hot. Like, this just for me. I'm keeping this in the vault.
Yeah, he do that a lot, man. And be like, don't put it out here, because I grab it and try to put it out. No, hold it. It's, hold up now. No,
it's like, because I know that it's for something. You see what I'm saying? Right. When it's for something, I don't want to leak every track that's on my album.
Right.
So, like, hold these on, then the album just might not come out. Damn. So now it's like I just got it.
What's missing in the music business, man?
We about to check the podcast.
Something sturdy.
I heard.
We about to do. We about to. You know,
Circle of Honor.
We about to
Triangle jump on. Of Trust.
Yep.
That's a heavy name right there. Mm-hmm. Straight up, it make me think conscious.
No doubt.
You know. But I at least know that y'all guys are firm dudes, man. Them conscious guys getting on my fucking nerves
they
right now.
They ain't getting on mine.
They getting on my fucking nerves.
Man. I'm hip to them all.
The Nation fucked me up because, I'm going to tell you why they fucked me up. Because they come out, they only come out when rappers die. Like big guys, when Timmy die down the street, you don't see none of them. And they ain't necessarily got to be Farrakhan. Send the little pups if it's like that. You know what I mean? Or right. get them fucking mops out of our neighborhood. Because what else y'all here for? I just see when y'all sell bean pies and newspapers. That's right. when I see y'all chasing money. But let Takeoff die. And now Farrakhan wanna come out talking. Like, bro, you can't talk. Nigga, all your bodies is niggas. You don't have no white bodies. Y'all don't have no white killings. So you can't talk until you clean up what you cleaned up. That shit burned me up, man. And niggas always got a fucking excuse.
I never really dug too far. You see what I'm saying? Into that. So I wouldn't really, I ain't gonna speak on it.
Ooh, the Nation?
Yeah.
But see, like my thing is, I know it, cause he's on what he's on. So you know how a lot of times we've been through that also with the Nation, where we had that in our hearts about different things, and the things we don't express because we really don't have knowledge about a lot of things. That wasn't our time. Like, I didn't grow up doing the Nation time, even though I was a pup, my family, my name, you know what I'm saying, is Muslim. My mom and my pop was Muslim underneath of that category, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
which I had no understanding. So, and we understand that it's not Islam, but in reference to our people, I think it's one of them things. You know how they say in Islam, we shouldn't speak on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam companions when Yazid and all of them went to war. And then they all came back to Islam. So it was like, what happens is the program that's going on now is to get us to go against each other. So now, although we understand and we have knowledge, the only way we're going to continue to go as a group of people is if we say, let's deal with what's going on now. Mm-hmm. And although he do pop out then, certain things that he is saying that's going to connect to their understanding of our culture, though, mm-hmm. that we got to respect too. So that's why when I hear him, I know of a person that people say and what the media say, but do I really know this person? You see what I'm saying? Like the action of it. Now, I had went in on him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, spaz, I didn't want in on him. Yeah. But at the end of the day, like, do I really got to think about it? Like, I done read some stuff and these people had told me, but they said a lot of things about Bin Laden, different things like that also. So I don't have the knowledge of these people. I would like to really get down to the bottom of the truth. One day, we all sit down and, you know, get some understanding.
It had to be dope, because was obvious to us what's in front of our face is that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, if they had a white man that was killed on the level of Malcolm, then I'll probably be relaxing, like, all right, you know what I mean? But every time it's a violent act, it's against somebody of our own. I just think that's how he is. I don't think nothing is going to make nothing better. Because we still asking for the same shit. that Malcolm was asking for and that Martin. And right. sometimes the human being in me make me, I feel bad for him. Like, right. damn, man, y'all could have been doing, y'all could have been running down on them tanks that was in y'all group, man. Y'all ain't had to check. Because we still out here asking for the, it ain't nothing changed. But it's almost like
the CIA so corruptive though. It's like difficult to really believe anything. You see what I'm saying? As far as my era, and I'm 45. But with the, a lot of things the CIA done, it makes me be like, I'm afraid to believe anything that they put out.
Yeah, I don't.
That, so when they say that they murdered this or they done that, it's like, hold on for a second. I do have knowledge that. They didn't murder Malcolm.
Mm-hmm.
We know who murdered Malcolm. You see what I'm saying? So, and the government put that out there that they murdered them all. They put it out that the CIA done this.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a thing where as though it had to creep in. If I have a quarrelsome with you, and because we're two black men, they're going to put that up as if that black man done it.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, what's better than to do to put the black man up there to, against his own kind?
Absolutely.
And now that puts in the feet of our mind, people start picking that up. Like, maybe it is okay to kill your brother. Mm-hmm. So when you go back from Cain and Abel, you look at it the same way here. You say, damn, is this the start of another generation of more brothers harming one another? It was written. It was destined to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we picked up, because if you looked at the nation, when it came, it really was the only support our people had.
Yeah.
Black Panther was strong. But I'm saying, like, they had the people and understanding and control. But guess what? Sometimes when people get empowered, things get out of control. And you know that come from different kingdoms, if you read, and whatever your historical book may have been, mm-hmm. there's always a king that took what he had, whether it was the coin or his palace, a little bit too far. So, you know, we got to start figuring out how we can build some new people
who don't want to search media. Ain't kill Huey Newton. Ain't kill Bobby Seale. That's what burned in me, because they killed Malcolm. And other people, call them Muhammad and all the rest of them guys, you know what I'm saying? But that's what burned in me. Cause it'd be like every other group, and then the nation get there, and then this dirty stuff start to happen.
If you seen recently, right, when I spoke on Malcolm at the first time and what I said, and I had to go back because I have to understand Islam and jihad. If a person is fighting in jihad and a person is fighting, that's what he's fighting for the sake of Allah. There's no way I can say anything negative about that person because he's under that. So when Malcolm died, Malcolm was martyred.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm was there. You see what I'm saying? It's the difference of everybody else that's moving around. He was martyred for the sake of Allah. He took on a whole jihad, not just with what he had to oppose to them with. You got to realize the CIA was more opposed than they were. They was more... We're going to dead him now, because guess what? He showed that it was for the sake of Allah. So when he got in front of him, he never ever held a punch. This is for the sake of Allah. Whatever y'all talking about, Malcolm was somebody.
Yeah, that's
you feel what I'm saying? So you know that, but at the end of the day, it was jihad, and when people was in the fight in jihad, I try to mind my business, because honestly, if we were strong like they were, we would fight from our lower, we wouldn't fight from our lower nabs.
Yeah.
We would fight from our heart, and it'd be pure.
Yeah.
We figure out some other way to fight for something
else. I hope
else.
One day that we all become connected. I just don't see it, man. It just don't look like a reality to me that we'll all be like how them Jewish people treat Kyrie and Kanye. We supposed to be like that.
But we can be the connectors. But the reason that we're not connectors, because when we get on these platforms and we get stuff like this, it's so easy to just, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when we do that, it's making it hard to connect now. It's going to make it harder to connect.
Yeah.
I mean, divide and conquer, that's been real.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if we can stop, you know, not saying that was the purpose, but I'm saying, like, we know history.
Mm-hmm.
We know history.
So like, always leave pieces, here, so.
It's history. How can we fix it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We could fix it by doing that shit ourselves.
And the voice of the podcast and all that, they got to stop asking people questions knowing that's going to get a negative reaction.
Yeah. They won't make
that's
no money.
That's what podcasting is for. That's how they
throw the oop for
that. Well, podcasting is for that. Shit. podcast
to get the views. They doing it for the views and getting that certain attention.
It turned into a gossip thing, man.
Right, exactly. It was for listeners.
That's what's going on. That's why all the circle about a triangle, trust has to come up. Because this is a podcast that's not going to be based on gossip. It's going to be based on like real situations, how to deal with them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We'll be talking about more so about the people's situation than about the people. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And what they done about and the didn't people. Do, like, didn't do for you and all that. Yeah, I feel that. Yeah. What's irritating when you get into interviews with cats? Like, is it you get that dang dash moment where and they keep asking you the same question and you just like, bro, not
Mr.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I still call like, Mr. Such and Such, Mr. Such and Such. I do that. I don't think that I'm on that level because I'm grown now. No, y'all older. I'm grown now. Y'all older. Y'all still get that much respect. So why is people trying to harm?
He was raised different.
Harm. They're elders. I don't understand that. We wasn't raised like that. We was raised as you go into the store, knock on Miss Such and Such door, see if she needs something. Knock on Miss Such and Such door, see if she needs something. And knock on Miss Such and Such door and see if she needs something.
I hated it too.
It's snowing outside. Go over there and shovel something.
All of that.
Go up on them steps. Make sure you get her steps right. Get her front.
Nobody's thinking about harming her. If she came outside and said, "Yo, this is bothering me. Y'all doing this? Okay, we will move it." We would move it because if we don't have, if they don't like us, we never win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll never win. And they watched us grow up since kids. Everybody in my neighborhood, I could walk in so many houses on that block, it don't make no sense, man.
And they ain't like that no more.
Always got love for
the neighborhood. Nowadays, the block don't know each other.
Because people let it get like that. My neighborhood is not like that. I mean, if you go to certain places, you know, go to area, you know, certain places, you might be a little different. But right where I was raised, the area, like, you know, I was raised around the Sydney Hammond, Ontario area. They call it the Swamp. That's a family-oriented block, man. The whole neighborhood, like, everybody knows each other.
That's like the most families-oriented block in the hood right there. Right
one
here.
Left, the only one left.
That's like the only one left.
What make you feel good? Like what make you
still play sports on the weekend? Like we kids, man. We still get together and play baseball, football, basketball.
Yeah, that make you feel good. Make you feel like you back in that environment.
Yeah,
that neighborhood environment.
Amongst your community.
Had a cookouts and all that shit.
Yeah, for sure. So how you think we gonna
pitching
fix it?
Quarters.
How you think we fix it?
No,
what's the first step?
Can we fix it?
We already
can
know we how. Fix the it, only though. Way it's gonna be fixed.
Yeah,
you got to start with the parents,
come
man.
First, it ain't going, you know how it is.
Got to start the household
think
first.
About every nation, how what happened.
You got to start
they
the house.
Them alone, so some, you know.
Yeah, God got to definitely be reestablished in the community. I remember growing up, people
in the
dragging their kids to church. They drag your kid to the mess.
Yeah,
like,
they took it out the schools. My man used to laugh like, yo, bro, he's back there with the suit on, I see you every Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because you forced it. They had to take it out of school. They can't force religion on no way.
Yeah,
so
but it's
law,
like,
damn it now.
Yeah, but it's like once they did that, it was just like seemed like it just went. It was just like
well, our brother, what was it, Obama? Yeah. He done some things. What he signed over the gay marriage and different things.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of different misconceptions of what's going on.
Kinda
everybody like, confused.
They kind of forced him to like. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
I think if he wouldn't have done it, if he wouldn't have done it, then he would have been looked at as signed that.
That's a strong community.
What am I calling?
They the cancer.
Yeah, I think that's what he did that for. I don't think he had the heart of a Kanye West type nigga that's just gonna do anything.
Not for
he
president.
Like going, he going.
That's a hell of a joint with God.
The day I can't stand for what I believe in, man.
I don't need that job.
That's a hell of a joint in your thing. You know how it's them your deeds and all that.
Yeah,
but you, that's a bad joint. You done let a whole world.
Yeah.
You done said okay to that. That's a deep joint there, man.
Yeah, I ain't even think about it like that.
That's a
hell of a... He got an answer for that.
People could do.
That's just like how women is...
But ain't no sin, ain't they say ain't no sin, you know, worse than the other.
Huh?
No, that's
Christianity. That's an abomination of the soul.
But if you're a Christian, it's like, never heard of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's like
those
places that have been destroyed.
Over that
behind,
sin.
Behind, yeah.
And there's certain people that just been spoken to over and over and over and
man, they said, that joint was destroyed so bad, Sodom and Gomorrah, right? That they don't even have vegetation there anymore. No cultivation.
Nothing grows. You know, Sodom and Gomorrah is fucked up in every book. Like, it's destroyed crazy in every book.
Like, they said that you can see the shadows from how the fires be coming, and you can see the shadows from the smoke with the people trying to get away from it.
Dang.
Yeah. Man, what an epic joint right here.
Any final thoughts? Any promos?
Give us a Jerry Springer ending.
Oh, yeah, you know, Circle of Violence, Triangle of Trust coming soon, man. We got OBH Enough in the mixtape out right now.
Where do it live at?
Oh, it's on our platforms.
Okay.
It's on our streaming platforms. That's OBH Enough in the mixtape. Just like Pretty Flock, just, you know, with his drive.
He got a major drive.
He called everybody up, get in the studio, and put the mixtape out.
Mm-hmm. Sound like a manager.
Like an A&R.
Everybody made sure everybody was there on time.
My final thought is really just a genuine thank you to everybody, because this is what I was talking about when I spoke on support. You know what I mean? Because in my opinion, Kevin Hart going to Jay-Z's podcast ain't really like support to me. Because they'll be all right anyway. You know what I mean? Whether he went there or not. But for them to come see us, that's really just starting into the game. You know, they could have fleed us. Like, no, y'all niggas ain't nobody seeing y'all right now. You know what I mean? But to still come down, wait, go through everything, and, you know, ain't do no complaining, smoke some beautiful weed and all that. You know what I mean? That really meant a lot. You know, it meant a lot because...
That's an honor.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure, because I know for sure a lot of people that have a platform ain't going to just come down to nobody who don't got the views yet or the eyes yet. You know what I mean? So that mean a lot for somebody to just come down to. We like the little guys. We'll get there eventually, but right now, we just starting out in the game. So for somebody that got some type of status in this city to say, no, I'm going to fuck with you, that meant a lot to me. You know what I mean? I'm forever be, but it, for real, it's really nothing new. Really nothing new. When I became a barber, it was the same thing. It was like, get them cracking. You know what I mean? Deadpool, get them cracking. They come through, get a haircut, I mean, and you know, everybody getting a cut.
How can we tell you like no, Deli? I mean, you the neighborhood barber, man. You are a guy.
I just appreciate
off of
y'all, man. I really do appreciate y'all. And it's a shame.
It's full of honor, man.
It's a shame.
Don't like to see that.
Yeah. And we're going to give you some honorable flowers on our joint. We're going to have y'all up.
I'm coming up there, man.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to have y'all up, man.
Bouquet, y'all.
It's a shame how people think of them, man. They don't think that they really got like a soft side. Everybody that asks about OBH is automatically violence, or if they sold this or did that or indicted by this. Even the people that come get cuts and ask normal questions, they don't ask nothing about, like, you know the nigga rap. You know he a rapper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, you think he caught up in the nigga? What? Why y'all coming to me asking me about indictments? What the fuck? You know he do other shit.
They don't got no vocab, man.
They want to think it's us as the bad guys, man. I don't know why, Del. You hear me?
I don't know, but whatever.
Give us the shirt off your back. You hear me? Give us a shirt off your. You hear me? You want my jacket?
Real thing.
You can have it, man.
Thing. Yeah, even with footage of them doing positive shit, they had massive block parties where they playing basketball with all the kids right there. They have a bunch of kids having the dance contest and giving them real money. They done came out and gave people like money.
They never going to show y'all that.
I got it recorded on my phone where they came out and gave them.
I had groups of kids and I used to do spelling tests for money, push-ups for money. Mm-hmm. I'm doing them all type of different things, but it's all for money, but it's all motivational, and it's all getting them, it's grooming them to be men.
Boxing,
we want you to be strong, we want you to be smart. You saying we want you to be able to protect yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
So, outside looking in, these guys, because I don't hold the camera up and say, this is what I'm doing, I'm not doing it.
You need it though. Right. You need it.
For real, that's what I was gonna say. Man, we might need it.
Cause don't look at it as like me trying to show off. You gotta look at it as I'm trying to show.
Sandwiches. Not saying there's nothing wrong with that.
Fuck no.
Not saying there's nothing wrong with giving out sandwiches. No, we're feeding them.
Literally real food though, like feeding chicken. Mixed rice, all this.
Four course meal shit.
I'm talking about, wallahi, like I'm talking about no plan, just sitting on the step.
Come get it, man.
What y'all gonna do? Let me get, we gonna go feed the block. Like, it, no plan. Ain't nobody planning it like, it
was going to this.
None of that. And they
feed all freestyle shit.
Pans of food.
Right on top.
How do a negative connotation get attached to OBH like that when it's stuff you can see it visually?
But I feel like that's why I'm glad I went through the process of parole, even though I don't recommend it on nobody. But it shows me that no matter what you do in life, no matter how good you could be, not a hiccup for 45 years. The moment you got hiccup, none of that shit matters. You got the hiccup. Mm-hmm. This is why you're doing this. It's like, damn, I'm for 45 years. I haven't touched a drug. I haven't done this. I haven't done that. I haven't done nothing.
That's sad.
One hiccup, that's all they're talking about. Because you were supposed to be good. You wasn't supposed to do this. You wasn't supposed to do that. Everything else is like, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you're not supposed to carry a gun in a city where it's 500 murders a year.
That's BS.
Go to jail for 20 years.
That's BS.
Got 20 years for carrying a gun in a city where it's 500 murders a year. Women getting killed. Kids getting killed. Old people getting killed. Seen a Chinese person down, Asian person, excuse me, I don't know if that's offensive. I seen an Asian guy down Temple just get shot in the head for no reason. I know the guy was walking past, turned around, shot him in the head. Like, yo, what's going on out here?
Just they just killed the sanitation worker. They shot the PPA worker. Those city jobs right there.
Man, that's city only
the world, man. It's the
city
drugs.
City pulled up off of that, man.
Drugs, man. People,
$20,000, man. City out of pocket.
It's a different time, man. It's a different world, man. They talked about this, man.
The bullet always missed the suckers, man.
You know what I mean? Like, the Bible speaks about this type of stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
One last word, man. If you over 40 years old, man, and you still worrying about drip. If you over 35
Drippiano
years
old, boy, huh?
You still worrying about drip. You man, still got no ops.
You ain't got no plan.
Killer
no,
kitten.
For real.
Ain't
it's
playing
like,
nothing in life.
Killer fix, kitten.
Fix your life. You still trying to be a gangster. It's like, bro, that shit we out. Had all our teams. You think I want to run around trying to shoot people, getting in the cars and doing that? No, I mean, like, for people who done it, they done it. They done it. They did their time for it. They came home. Everybody I know, man. Look at, shout out my guy, Ronnie Rasul. Mm. He got the Yard Out Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ronnie Rasul, what people would have considered back in the day to be a gangster back in the day.
Sure.
People would have considered that back in the day. He got Yard Out Fitness right now. Running, he's not running around trying to be no gangster. He's not trying to live that like that. He's not trying to live up to his reputation. He's trying to change
it. You know
what I'm
saying?
And at some point, you got to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, let's be men, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's not be gangsters. Let's not be real niggas. Let's not be nothing, man. Let's just be men.
Be soldiers, man. Fully Block Talk. We looking good, y'all. Appreciate y'all watching. You dig?
And that's
got the crew here. The
Sneaky.
This one's going up, y'all. This one is going up. Oh, yeah. I appreciate everything, man.
Y'all ready?
Y'all gave me a whole... This the way
the
a newly divorced nigga look.
Give
right
me
here.
My phone, so.
Yeah, I get them niggas the newly divorced look.
me more, bro?
Oh, yeah. All right, I'm going to see. I think I might, oh, my bad. Hold on 1 second, bro, because I'm at this podcast. Hold on.
I get them niggas the newly divorced face. Huh? I need, here, get us up.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch my channel, so.
Get that thing up.
Yeah, man.
Get this thing up.
We in the building. Shorty like, I'm at Fifth Street.
Yeah.
It all depends on how my knee holds up, shorty.
You still down there?
Had an honorable knee holder. What's up with you, youngin'?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, man? You alright?
I'm good. How are you?
Chillin', man.
Jamila ain't come back.
Man. Nice to meet you, man.
You too.
What's your name?
Marcus.
Marcus. Nice to meet you. You got Instagram?
I do.
You don't follow me on the gram, man.
Huh?
No. You like something on the goddamn. Thought you had the shoddy on you. Like, I thought my man had the extendo on him. Like, shit. OBH pretty fly, man.
Damn, man, I ain't got so into this shit, I ain't asked none of this.
One-piece
whole set.
DM
Jones.
Sleepy
Jones.
Damn. You right here?
Yes, sir.
You can get one, then, when he done.
That's it.
You can get one, then, or two.
She got jackets.
You can get one, then. He still going.
I'm lining up a future.
Newly divorced. I was newly divorced 2 years ago.
Nah, nigga, like last month.
A year ago. It feel good, don't it? Or it don't feel good.
Flip 2 bricks in 2 weeks.
It's all right.
It didn't flow.
It don't feel as
my
bad.
My brains is haunted. We about to really hit him with some shit, bro.
Oh, yeah, brother. I appreciate it, man. So much, man. This shit going launches, bro. Really. Into another atmosphere.
The questions and answers? Let me see what they say.
Wrote them on paper.
What, on notes?
No, on a piece of paper in a note joint, in the composition book in the car. I think I got some still left in here, though.
Dang, what you call? Ain't nobody wanted to do that. Right?
No, it just wasn't shit I was interested in asking. Like, he said I would ask about Sha Money Def, C Dot getting shot in the face. When it was about Mos beating up a 100-shot Dot and Mary Miles. Like, I ain't gonna be asking about that stupid ass shit, man.
They want gossip.
Man, like, come on with that shit.
I agree with you.
Asking somebody.
Excuse the butter.
Okay, I still got a whole.
my fucking aunt gave me points.
Thank you.
We all out.
Happy New Year.
We all appreciate it, bro.
Thank
you, bro.
Let's get it. You
all
ready, man? You all ready? Let's get it, man.
Y'all have a good night, man.
Got you on here.
Right, fellas.
A way to clean up, fellas. Go for it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Deliano. We had wrapped the show up. Pretty good show. I feel good about this one. It's going to launch us, yes, sir, into the atmosphere. I'm very, very, very proud of this joint, man. And this is Deliano. This is what a newly divorced man sound like. You know, I tried my best. It's the best. All I can do is give him my best. You dig? My best wasn't good enough, so it had to go. And I'm all right with that. I actually feel better than I thought I was going to feel. What's up, Ben?
Shit, another successful day on the block. Talking about them diamonds and emeralds and rubies.
Yeah, he was definitely dropping some jewelry. We had Leek Moss in the building. We had King Erna in the building. We had the legendary Pretty Flock in the building. It was just a legendary day. Even though I got divorced today, it still was a blessed day. Today, good things still happen. And look, I'm going to let y'all know the real. I had rough times today. I had rough patches, you know what I mean? Even before the show. Before the show, these jerk-offs left the battery, gave me more time to think and shit. So I sat in front of the building for a while, and I just was thinking, and I was in my thoughts like, damn, you know, it's been a long time. But once I got around the gang and I started talking and letting off stuff and asking questions and everything, I got a lot better. You feel me? I got a whole lot better. I feel good, man. I feel good about it. You dig? I don't feel crazy. How you feel when you had to get rid of yours?
What? Wifey?
Yeah.
I feel like weight off my shoulders, you know? Mm. Not trying to impress nobody or make somebody happy. Because I wake up happy every day. So to turn over and to see somebody unhappy, you get what I'm saying? Mm. It's just like weight on my shoulders before I get out the bed.
You never was think, you ain't had no thoughts of like, damn, she could be with this guy.
Remember when I walked in the barbershop, you said, why your face balled up?
Yeah.
And I was like, my face balled up.
Yeah.
You don't see my face balled up no more.
Ah.
That's what it is. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't even think about it. Because when we was good, you get what I'm saying? It wasn't shit to think about. So for me to be like that, like, damn, nigga, what's wrong?
Weight off your shoulders, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the good thing, ladies and gentlemen, is I still got my daughter, 100%. You know what I mean? So, that's a great thing, man.
That and her nut ass. I got an issue. I'm going to Chuck E. Cheese tomorrow, right? I'm like, yo, we can go from like 4 to 7. She's telling some, no. I'm like, damn, so my visit time is from 10 to 1. She like, yeah. So, I'm like, we going to be at Chuck E. Cheese when the doors first open. You get what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah, she want to go bright and early.
How the fuck I want to be with that? You get what I'm saying? A girl that on your side or ain't that much weight on your shoulder, she just saying, all right, that's cool. know what I mean? 4-7. But since you want to be an asshole, no, we going to go 10-1. And I bet you when 1 o'clock hit, she going to be calling Uber, Lyft, and she going to be pulling them like, come on, let's go. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? It's like, I don't want to be with that.
No, I feel you, bro.
I'm cool.
I feel you. No, it makes sense, man. It makes sense. Like I said, man, the great thing about my situation is what you said. Now, I don't have to do the impressing and worrying about that, but I still got to worry about my daughter. My daughter with me 100%, you know what I'm saying? And her mom with me 100%.
Who, the grandma, right?
My daughter grandma. Yeah, my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
She with me 100,000%. I appreciate the shit out of her, man. Straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I talked to her today, and she was like, ain't nothing changing. Ain't nothing changing. I'm like, I appreciate that. She like, oh, I hope you ain't think nothing was gonna change. I said, look, I ain't wanna come between you and your daughter, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I, at the end of the day, that's still your daughter. Like, but I ain't want to step in between that. She like, listen, you a good nigga. Like,
mm-hmm.
let her do.
I told you, them old women know. Old women be looking at me like, young women retarded. Y'all leaving this young man right here all single.
She was like, you leave her alone. And she was like, continue doing what you was doing. And that's fine with me. Like, ain't nothing gonna change. You ain't gotta worry about this and that. Like, no, you chilling. Cause I was in that joint.
That's what I had to do.
Mom Dukes was like, what you doing? Where you going? Mm-mm. Back upstairs.
See, that's the realness. Back not upstairs. On my side.
I was from here.
I got the, you need a ride. You need a ride. That's what I got. So, I'd be grateful for that, because I ain't
that's
even...
That's why I said I appreciate the hell out of her, because that's her biological child. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And they know my mom did, and they still put me through the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So, there's a lot of shit on my end that ain't on your end, is why I feel like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Because she already know. She know what I'm going through, what I've been through. You know what I'm saying? And she don't.
You know what I was told? I was told the clinginess came from the relationship with your mom. Because that's the kind of relationship you wanted with your mom. Like, you wanted a good relationship with your mom, and your mom wasn't never trying to, like, entertain that. And I was like, nah, that ain't true. Hell no, that ain't true. I just think people aim to do that.
What?
Their child go back into your life and bring up some fucked up moment or something, or and be like, this is the reason this is happening. And it may even look like it's parallel, but it's like, nah. Nah, that ain't true.
That's for victims.
Yeah, I ain't
that. We not
ain't
victims. Riding with that. We free men.
Yeah, I'm not riding with that. Plus, I got the best mom in the world. Like, my mom ain't raised no bitch. And because of that, that may be the reason why I'm able to still be like, take the gut punch and be like, she hurt, but whatever. Because... Mm-hmm. Outside of that, like, I witnessed myself. I ain't gonna put him out there, but it's a family member of mine. And I remember when he went through what he went through with his joint. And we walked in this room. It was all kind of holes in the wall and crazy. This nigga had like 7 plates of food, four plates of food under the bed. He wasn't eating. This nigga was throwing deodorant everywhere, leaving dents in the wall and all that. And I'm like, fuck is wrong? Why you snapping like that? What the fuck? And it was all because of that. He was losing his girl. You know what I'm saying? But and this is a real thing, ladies and gentlemen. Look, don't blame me, man. It's just my brain is just was interested in this. But what got me, like,
to tighten up. When I was feeling them gooey moments, I was looking at pimps.
I was looking at pimps.
Because the nigga said, Minister Seymour, shout out to Minister Seymour, and he said, man, y'all niggas ain't really like men. Because y'all run off when your bitch go somewhere else. When your bitch run off, y'all break down and y'all this, that, and the third. Basically, he was saying you just get weak because your woman run off. And he was like, nigga, that's because the pussy don't belong to you, nigga. You're renting it. And I took that as, that's law. They don't belong to you, nigga. You're renting it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, nah, that's law. Because even if she could come and tell you, I love you, bae, I love you more, I love you, and she'll go toot her ass up down the street, she got the ability to do that.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you can blink and they mad at you. You can't win when you can breathe wrong and somebody got an attitude. You can't win.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe it is a burden off your shoulders. It's just a burden you really don't be wanting to lift. But it's a burden that you probably gotta lift. And I just think everybody's support that's making it a lot easier than what I thought it was going to be. Because Mom Dukes really was just like, I'm telling you, I was like the cartoon with the bag on the stick.
I did that before.
Nigga hitchhiking.
I did that as a kid.
Put the bag on the stick.
My mom whooped my ass. Dummy. It was a pillowcase. I put the pillowcase on the fucking.
I'd have beat you too. This fucking fool.
She said, boy.
Hey, Mom,
I didn't even put clothes on. I put my clothes in the joint, went outside in the drawers.
Mom Dukes was like, where you going? I'm like, you know what it is, man. I ain't. She was like, back upstairs. We ain't doing that.
Now, if you was a piece of shit dad, you'd have been gone.
You want to know what's crazy? I just said this. I said, if I did what she did, I would be a piece of shit dad.
Mm-hmm.
If I made the move she made, mm-hmm. I would be a piece of shit dad. But when they women, they ain't pieces of shit. They just women.
That's bullshit. All right, let me get Marcus out of here. Shorty does. Shorty does.
How was it, man?
It was a good joint. Probably like an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, really? That's pretty good. That ain't too long and too short. That's a clip we can chop up. Oh, wait. I can't wait to see.
I know we got WitcherCon. We got part two of the, when we had the other shit on. That gotta come out first. All this month. We ain't got no bed.
I don't care what come out first now.
Who MCM? I was about, and we. This day shit?
Mm-hmm. They left all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Water, candy.
That's crazy. They probably calling for it. Yup, sorry. Yup, we got it right here in our hand. I put it in the truck. Just let me know when you want a link. All right, I got it for sure.
And that's a wrap for the BTS. Until next time, sayonara.